Now we will continue with the 10 reasons why God destroyed the temple, and we will pick up with number 7. And Kaufman writes, "The temple, through abuse by its custodians, failed of its highest purpose, which was to have recognized the king when he came, and to take the lead in accepting him and by advocating his acceptance by the whole world. Having failed in that, it was no longer God's house. It became, therefore, a house merely of Israel." And then Jesus says, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate," which we had previously read. And this was referred to several times in the Old Testament, and Kaufman talked about this several times through his commentary, that this was the hope, the wish of God, what he really expected of the Israelite nation. Here he had raised them up from Abraham to this point for the purpose of, when God's kingdom was going to be established, that the Jewish nation as a whole would take the good message of the good news message of God's kingdom to the entire world. But unfortunately, they rejected Jesus as the Messiah, for the most part, the overwhelming numbers, and definitely the hierarchy rejected Jesus as the Messiah. And so they refused to then take the message of God's kingdom. They rejected that God's kingdom had even been established. They still reject that, the Jews that are left. But anyway, so that is that reason, since the custodians are the Jewish hierarchy. And so since they failed in the highest purpose of taking the message of God's kingdom to the Gentiles, to the entire world, well then, this was not a special house. This was just a house of Israel. Okay, number 8. Any further use of the temple after the coming of Christ for any truly spiritual purpose, being thereafter impossible, could not allow a building of such a hallowed associations to be made a vehicle of shameful and unworthy enterprises. The sacrifices that they continued to make from 30 AD to 70 AD were in vain, because they were no longer under the law of Moses and the commandment to do these sacrifices. So God did not recognize these as worthy sacrifices anyway. So everything that they continued to do now was really an abomination before God, because he had moved on and established his kingdom at this point, and they refused to recognize that. Okay, number 9. The destruction of the temple in Jerusalem was a part of the divine sentence of hardening pronounced against Israel by Christ, as prophesied by Isaiah and quoted in Matthew 13:14. Judicial hardening always was followed by the destruction of those hardened, with a consequence of their total removal from any historical progression. But in the case of Israel, the historical removal of those hardened was altered, a fact prophetically declared by the Apostle Paul in Romans 11:25. However, the repeated hardening of Israel by themselves was at last followed by God's execution upon them of the sentence of the judicial hardening. And the demolition of the temple and ruin of Jerusalem were definitely a part of that sentence. That Israel should escape total annihilation, thus enabling their generation to continue, was the will of God. But it was not the will of God that the most summary execution of destruction upon the temple and city should be avoided. Christ loved the city and wept over it upon the occasion of his sentencing to her destruction. And that's the 3 verses that we read in Matthew 23. Okay. The last reason that Kaufman came up with that God destroyed the temple. Number 10. Before that week was out, this is the crucifixion week, the high priest and the temple hierarchy would demand of Pilate that he release Barabbas unto them. And it was appropriate that the consequences of such a choice should be received by them making it. Okay, so what he's going to say is here, they requested, they demanded a barbarian in Barabbas, as in he's a robber, a thief, a murderer, an insurrectionist. And so, before he ultimately destroys the temple, he's also going to release up it to them other barbarians, which is not recorded in the New Testament, but Josephus did record it in the history of the Jews. Okay. Josephus devoted 20 pages to the details of how the most sordid and reprobate robbers took charge of the whole city of Jerusalem, along with the sacred temple, long before the Romans came, and who omitted no kind of barbarity, seizing, plunderings, and murders, and over 12,000 of the nobility alone perished in bloody massacres. So somewhere between 30 and 70 AD, Kaufman did not say when Josephus said this happened, and I don't know if Josephus even recorded when it happened, but it did. He recorded that it did happen, and this was somewhere between 30 and 70 AD. So in this 40-year time period, obviously, God released to them, they demanded Barabbas. Well, he gave them a lot more barbarians than that. And they went and had already previously, before the Romans showed up to utterly annihilate and destroy Rome, these people went in, and what Kaufman says, they did not omit any kind of barbarity, seizing, plunderings, and murders. And they killed over 12,000 of the nobility. And this would be the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the priests, that they killed 12,000 of these. Okay. Then these barbarians filled up the Holy of Holies itself with dead bodies. Countless thousands of the common people were killed. The robbers fell upon the people as upon a flock of profane animals and cut their throats. So this was very violent. And they cut their throats in whatever place they caught them. All of the nobility were destroyed, and Josephus said, I cannot but think that it was because God had doomed this city to destruction as a polluted city that he cut off those great nobility. So Josephus even attributed this somewhat mild, more mild destruction, this intermediate destruction and this plundering and the assassination of these some 12,000 nobility to God. He attributed all of this destruction to God. And the only thing he could come up with is, well, God obviously has doomed this city to destruction and pronounced us as a polluted city, is what Josephus wrote. And then Kaufman finishes this up with, how tragic was it that the priests demanded Barabbas? And what a fulfillment of their request was this horrible rule of robbers that sacked the city far in advance of the Roman legions. So they demanded Barabbas. God sent them much worse than Barabbas. And this would go by the old saying that be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. And God gave it to them tenfold, a hundredfold of what they were expecting. But this was a response and a consequence of rejecting the Messiah.